This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism, highlighting his vision of Viksit Bharat. In an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on current global challenges, the Prime Minister said, "The world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand." Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on 27 members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Addressing the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Conclave at Janta Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar this afternoon, the president said, "The Indian diaspora represents the best of our country." President Murmu said Indians settled abroad have not only carried the knowledge and skills acquired in the country, but also the values and ethos that have been the foundation of Indian civilization for millennia. Highlighting the significance of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, the president emphasized the need of proactive and enthusiastic participation from every Indian, including those living abroad, in the mission of Viksit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi tomorrow. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. The ISRO chairman, Dr. S. Somnath, has said the date for space docking will be decided in a few days from now. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he said the satellites are safe and the launch date will be decided soon. Dr. Somnath informed that Navik will be the 100th satellite launched by ISRO, scheduled by the end of January. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan, during his visit to Chhattisgarh, participated in the More Makan More Adhikar program and the Kisan Mela organized in Durg district today. The Union Minister stated that the central government has introduced three important changes in the eligibility criteria for the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the interest of the people. BJP Central Election Committee meeting is underway in New Delhi to finalise the name of party candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting, which is taking place at party headquarters, is being attended by BJP President JP Nadda, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, as well as the leaders of Delhi BJP. So far, BJP has declared the name of 29 candidates for the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani. Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. Talking to Akashvani News at Prayagraj, Bhajan Maestro Anup Jalota appreciated Prasar Bharati for launching a dedicated FM radio channel of Akashvani named Kumbhvani. And that is the end of this news bulletin.